Hello, thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Rerun. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this week we are heading back to the 8th of May, 1990. Let's go.
Hello, Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are talking about the 8th of May, 1990. And this one was sent in by Alison from Instagram. It's a good one, this. Good reason. It was her first ever gig to see New Kids on the Block.
I'm assuming Alison is a long-term fan of ours.
Who isn't?
Well, true. But to have chosen that as her reason,
well, I don't know, because I had a little bit of a chat with Alison, and I think she's just a big New Kids fan. There, she could have come to us through one of our posts where we've tagged them. I don't know, but well, first of all, she wants us to know that she traveled from a village in Wales to Birmingham to see them, so that's commitment, isn't it? We just had to pop up the road, didn't we, to Wembley?
Well,
so
pop up the road is Wembley, I find a very annoying venue to go to, actually, but
it's a tricky venue. It's not the best venue, but when you put it in context, it's not Wales to Birmingham, is it?
No, fair.
And then I had a little chat with her on Instagram, and she said that she had an embarrassing story about New Kids on the Block. I don't know if she wanted me to share it, but she put it publicly on her profile, so I think it's all right, don't you?
I don't know. I don't know what the story is.
Okay. In 2009, so quite a few years after her first ever gig, she was escorted out of their hotel after hiding in a laundry trolley trying to get in to see them.
Oh, much as I was a massive fan, that just was never on my radar to do that. I think I was too much of a goody two shoes.
We were both far too geeky to try anything like that.
Yeah.
But this was 2009, Zoe. So by this time, well, she tells us she was 29 by this point.
Right. What's your point?
I'm saying at the time of liking New Kids on the Block, yes, we wouldn't have thought of doing that. But in 2009, we would have been old enough to have done that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but people, like kids were doing, would have done it, like kids of our age would have done it back in the day, just that we weren't those kind of children.
No, but she wasn't doing it when she was travelling down from Wales. She was waiting.
Just playing the long game.
Playing the long game. She was doing, look, maybe I'm being unfair to New Kids, and let's just point this out, that both of us, we love New Kids, but we are pretty much original New Kids. We haven't really followed them, have we? As closely as some people have.
I follow them in the sense I follow them on social media. I dabbled in it. I had a moment a few years ago of thinking I really wanted to go on the cruise.
But that was just because we watched the reality show, wasn't it?
No, I've always been like wanting to go on the cruise. But, always. Mm. I wanted to for the first couple of years and then I was like, I'm over it. But yes, I'm not a diehard fan anymore, let's say. In fact, I find it a little bit cringy now.
The cruise?
No, just them.
I like it. I think it's a bit of fun. I don't follow them, but I like the new song, actually, that came out this week. What's it called? Let's plug it. What's it called?
Bring Back the Time.
Bring Back the Time. Good song. I have gone and seen them once after their heyday when they did one of their reunion tours.
Me too. I saw them with Backstreet Boys.
I didn't see them on that one. I saw it on the one before, I think. I think it was a smaller venue I saw them in.
I saw them on the one before, and then I think we've talked about this on this podcast before.
Probably.
And I saw them with the Backstreet Boys we were in a hospitality.
Yeah,
my friend, to see them.
Nice. Yeah. I wouldn't have bothered with the Backstreet Boys one because I was never into the Backstreet Boys.
Me neither, really, but
No, you were just there for the hospitality, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, it was free.
But all I was going to say was, by 2009, I'm surprised you couldn't just walk in, that you would have to hide in the laundry trolley. Like, maybe not in America, because I think they've remained fairly big, but over here, surely you could just find their hotel and stroll in, couldn't you? Are they still that big here?
Well, I think you'd find the hotel and stroll in, but I don't think you could stroll into their suite.
But does the laundry trolley go into their suite? They're just in the hallways, aren't they? I think you had a wasted journey there, Alison. I'm going to say it. I think you could have just walked in. Maybe take off your Donnie Wahlberg top so you're not suspicious. I don't know. Donnie's her favourite. I just picked that out of the air.
I think it's a safe bet. You know, in your older years, I think it's a safe bet that you're either going for Donnie or Jordan.
You start off as a Joey or Jordan. Inevitably, you become a Donnie fan.
Yeah.
Unless you're Zoe, and then you start off as John, which is just peculiar, isn't it? But he's turned out lovely. What a nice guy. He's probably the nicest one out of all of them.
He's a very nice guy.
Very nice man.
Can I just say that we're like 6 minutes into the podcast, and we've just spent all this time just talking about like New Kids on the Block.
But I know what's coming up on the TV show, so I thought we might be able to fill the time at the start of the show.
Oh, okay, fair.
That's what I was doing, but you've lifted the curtain. Right, the number one song on this date was Killer by Adamski.
Featuring Seal, no?
It was, but he was never credited, I don't believe.
Wasn't he?
No.
But wasn't he in the video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that rings a bell.
I don't think anyone, because I remember, obviously, we hadn't heard of Seal at the time. This was Seal's first appearance. And I remember thinking it was just Adamski. And then, you know, you sit on top of the pops or whatever and you realise that it's not. It's this guy who we don't know who he is with a great voice.
Oh, I've just Googled Adamski and there's a picture of him here and he's dyed his his beard and his eyebrows luminous yellow.
Oh.
And he's got a blue cross on his head. Anyway, this is a great song. It's still a great song now, I think.
Oh, it is. It's an amazing song. Stands the test of time.
It does. What's interesting is on Google, if you Google Adamski, if you go just a little bit further down, one of the questions is Adamski and Seal the same person? Or was Seal a member of Adamski? I don't have much to say, except that I really like the video. I can still remember the video with Seal's like head sort of rotating around in it, and that's rare for me to remember a video. Yeah,
anything really. Yeah, from the last, you know, 5 years plus.
Yeah, so it must have made an impression.
Mm. He then went on to be really, really big, and he had what's that other really good song? Yeah, Crazy.
Yeah, Kiss from a Rose.
Well, that was a few years later, wasn't it? That was from the Batman Returns soundtrack. That was a few years after. But the debut album had Crazy on it. But Kiss from a Rose is a wonderful song.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay. Right, I've got nothing more to say on this.
All right.
So, let's move on to the film, shall we?
Let's.
On this date, the number one film in America was Pretty Woman.
I'm just thinking about what you said to me we've already talked about it, because this came up at another date, didn't it?
Yeah, so we've already talked about Pretty Woman, and Zoe told an anecdote. You want to tell it again?
I'm not sure it was that good the first time round.
It really wasn't, but, you know, we've got a lot, have we? I'm sure not everyone has listened. It was an early on episode. You'd have to be a diehard fan to remember this anecdote or spend a lot of time with you, because you do tell it in real life too.
What do you mean I tell it in real life? Like, as if I roll it out every occasion.
Come on, tell it again.
Well, the first time, pretty much, and the last time I was exposed to drugs was when I was on a foreign exchange trip to Germany, and we ended up, my exchange partner and her mate and some of their mates hung out in like one of their basements like smoking weed, basically. And me and my friend sat there looking like, you know, rabbits in headlights whilst we watched Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman was on in the background. It was the only thing I could sort of focus my attention on.
You must have felt uncomfortable in that situation.
Well, yeah, but that's why I was very grateful for Pretty Woman, because it gave me something to, like, you know, just stare at instead of... So bearing in mind that I was like 14, 15 at the time.
Yeah.
It was a lot for my little head to deal with.
I mean, you weren't even allowed to watch Grange Hill, were you?
Exactly.
And then be exposed to that.
Exactly. Oh.
And the shock of your life.
Yeah. I'd have been really annoyed if that was the first time I'd seen Pretty Woman. I think it's a very good film.
It is a good film. I haven't watched it in years, you know.
No.
It's not a film that I've... Because I can watch films over and over, as you know. It's just not one that I've ever really thought to watch again in recent years. Not for any particular reason.
No, it would never call me.
No.
But I do wonder if it was a bit of its time.
See, now, would Richard Gere just come across as someone sleazy hiring a prostitute?
Exactly. But also, I just think it was because it was so... What's the word?
Edgy.
Exactly. Just a bit like,
Oh, prostitute.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see many prostitutes that played kind of the hero of the film.
No.
They were always portrayed, you know, quite poorly. Whereas in this, you were rooting for her, weren't you?
Yeah, you were. And I'm not a massive Julia Roberts fan.
Oh, really?
She's fine, but I do find her a little bit one-dimensional.
Oh, I like Julia.
Oh, don't use a name like that as if you know her.
Jules.
Do you think she is a Jules?
No, she's a Julia. I reckon she's one of those that wouldn't like her name being shortened. You know, like Deborah Meaden gets annoyed if someone calls her Debbie.
Well, she's not a Debbie, though, is she?
No, but, like, if you've got a long name, I mean, I don't know, you can't really shorten my name to something that becomes another name, but I don't think I'd care. Like, if I was called Deborah and someone just said Debs, or, you know, to get my attention, I don't think I would be bothered, but she makes a real big deal out of it.
No, people are really worked up at, like, if people are... If they're a Deborah, they're very clear that they're a Deborah or a Debbie or a Debs or a Deb. Very clear that that's what they're called.
I just find that's a funny thing to get upset about.
Well, I don't know they get upset about it.
Yeah, but Deborah Meaden does, is my point. Why are we talking about Deborah Meaden?
Because we're talking about Jules.
Julia Roberts, and that seemed the obvious to go to. Julia Roberts would be a Julia, I think. I don't think you'd get away with calling her Jules, is what we were saying.
I also don't think that Jules is as widely said in the States as it is here.
Maybe. Isn't it weird that Pretty Woman is a Disney film?
Oh, is it?
I mean, obviously not. It wasn't marketed. Like, she's not she's not in Disney World. You can't have your picture taken with a prostitute and get away with it. There's none of that.
Disappointing. I was looking forward to that when we go.
Yeah. but it was made by Disney. I just think that's interesting, considering Disney turned down Back to the Future because they were worried about the incest storyline with Marty and his mum, which was really just a comic thing. Like, it wasn't real, was it? I just find it weird that they went for this.
I also just think Walt Disney himself was such a wrong'un that...
Allegedly.
Well, all right, allegedly.
I mean, I don't know how involved Disney were. I know it's on Disney Plus. I don't think it's got the castle at the beginning type thing, but...
How do you know this fun fact, then?
I have no idea how I know that. Well, anyway, good film. Good film, I say. And I'm going to make an effort to watch it again. Right. Okay, so let's talk about what we would have been watching on telly. And I think last time you went first, so I guess it should be me.
Yeah, I did, and it should.
I would have been watching Simon and the Witch.
Would you, though?
No, but there was only one show that both of us would be watching, and Zoe got it. Look, I've seen it. So basically, it was a weird old show, wasn't it? I think it was based on a book.
Remind me.
It was about a boy called Simon.
And a witch.
who was friends with a witch, and that's literally it. I'm not sure you knew, or I'm not sure I was aware how they were friends, but it was just a little boy that used to hang around with a witch, and he was like quite a studious little boy, I think, from what I remember. And she used to like get him to do all silly things.
Oh,
and
she used to lead him astray a bit, didn't she?
Yeah, that's what I recall from it. But I think this was more of an 80s show. I think this probably was a repeat by 1990.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm not sure I would have been watching it at this point, because I remember being quite a bit younger.
Yeah, the final episode aired in 1988.
Okay.
It had Nicola Stapleton in it. Do you remember her?
I do, yes. I do remember she was in it.
Yeah, when she was a kid, because she was a kid actor as well, wasn't she?
God, that takes me back. I've got her autograph.
Oh, of course you have.
I have. It's in my autograph book. She was one of the people that I wrote to when she was in EastEnders. She sent me a lovely signed photo. Smashing.
Smashing. You were too old to be spending things like that when she was in EastEnders. You must have been well into your teens by that point.
Oh, I was.
Oh, that's unacceptable. The witch was played by Elizabeth Spriggs. She did a bit of Doctor Who. She did Tales of the Unexpected. Have we ever talked about Tales of the Unexpected?
Oh, let's hope that comes up. Fingers crossed, guys, Tales of the Unexpected comes up. I sat there and ranked every single episode of Tales of the Unexpected.
But Tales of the Unexpected, I'm thinking about, is the one with the woman dancing at the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
yeah.
This is a Roald Dahl thing.
Yeah, he wrote Tales of the Unexpected.
Oh.
Well, anyway, from my memory, this was about a 20-minute show, something like that, probably. Do you remember watching it?
I'm pretty sure I saw it, but it wasn't one that I watched avidly.
I remember the title sequence. They're like holding up, they were holding up like placards or something that said Simon, and then another one said and. And then she pops up with holding up the witch or something. I'm sure that was the title sequence.
If you say so.
Okay. Shall we move on then and let's do what you would have been watching, which is actually what both of us would have been watching.
Yeah. So I would be watching The Upper Hand, but I did have to remind myself what this was about. I knew I'd watched it, but I couldn't have told you. There were just a lot of shows at that time that were of a similar ilk of like, I don't know. It reminds me of like 2.4 Children or, you know, those kind of
Yeah, shows. No, I know what you mean.
So The Upper Hand was about a bloke who was like a housekeeper, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And so obviously, again, you know, in that time, well, I guess to be fair nowadays as well, it was a bit unusual.
I mean, it would still be unusual, but you couldn't make as many jokes about it as when they literally, I mean, it ran for years. I reckon it ran for at least 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Well, and it was taken from Who's the Boss, for those American listeners.
Who's that guy? Tony
Danza. No.
Yeah, Tony Danza. That's it. Yeah.
Get me.
It used to be on during the day, Who's the Boss? I remember watching it around my nan and granddad's.
Yeah. So this bloke goes to be a housekeeper for this well-off woman. Who is it he ends up? Isn't there some kind of love interest situation?
Well, yeah, he ends up, and I mean, by the later series, they end up getting together and they all become a family. So she lives there with her mum, who was Honor Blackman,
yeah,
who was, oh my God, fantastic in it.
Yeah.
And I have watched this in recent years, not like religiously, but I've seen a couple of episodes and it really hasn't aged well. However, Olin Blackman remains very, very funny in it. And I think she was probably quite a big star to be able to get in a sitcom as well.
Oh, definitely.
So she was there and the woman had a son and he had a teenage daughter who is Kelly Bright, who went on to do many things,
yeah,
most notably now, I guess, EastEnders. But she was in Bad Girls, she was in Rockin' Chips, the Only Fools and Horses prequel. She played Dell's mum. She's done loads of stuff, hasn't she?
Yeah, this must have been one of her earliest roles because she's She's a really young kid in this.
I think she's about our age. So I think when we were watching it, she was probably the age that we were at the time.
Yeah.
She was probably about 12 in this.
Yeah.
Originally, it was just, about how unusual it was that she'd hired a male housekeeper, I guess. And it was a dynamic of that.
It went for 7 series. There were, is that right? There were 95 episodes of it.
Yeah, I can believe that. It was a long old running show.
Yeah, that's nuts. Quite dishy.
He was one of the McGanns, wasn't he? They all look the same. There's so many of the McGanns.
Yeah.
It's mad.
No, but they don't all look the same. It's like the Baldwins. There's about 2 or 3 that look the same and are quite good looking, and then you got the others.
I think they all look very, very similar.
Mm.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because you always laugh at me that I watch rubbish on YouTube.
Mm.
About a year ago, I found this show on YouTube called I Shouldn't Be Alive.
Sounds cheery.
And it's all about people that survive outrageous things. True life stories, and obviously they're recreated on the screen, but it kind of shows the people now talking about their experience or whatever. And it was so random, because a lot of them are American. So it's American people talking on there, or Australian people, you know, places that things happen. Major, you know, like when they get trapped up mountains or at sea, or, you know, not stuff that happens around here normally.
You mean like places with sort of
rural, yeah, outback and yeah, that kind of stuff. And I was watching a few and I kept thinking, oh God, I really recognize it. And then I realized that the McGanns kept appearing in it, like recreating it.
Well, all of them?
Not all of them, but at least 2 different brothers appeared a few times in each episode. I did a little bit of Googling at the time, and yes, the McGanns were like the executive producers or something of it.
How weird.
How random is that?
Very random.
Very random, but it's a great show. They're all on YouTube. I just found it inspiring, and you know I'm not the kind of person to be inspired. You know I'm not. But when you see what some people have survived, oh my word.
Yeah, but we've had this conversation before, haven't we? About how we just don't think that we have put that much effort, as much effort in to survive as people do, other people do.
Well, we said if we were being, like in War of the Worlds, we would just let them eat us immediately. There's no point running.
Yeah.
Just stand there and get eaten, get it over and done with.
It's supposed to be real life things.
They're all real life incidents that have happened. So it's like people have been like trapped at sea for days on end, or weeks even on end. There was this one woman, oh my God, and like she was down I mean, look, what I will say is a lot of these people bring it on themselves. I'm not saying they deserve what happened to them, but if you're going to go out running in the middle of nowhere and fall down a canyon, at least make sure you got a phone with you.
Well, but it's,
you know,
but doesn't that defeat the object? Haven't they gone out for, like, you know?
Well, I know that's what they say, Zoe, but then you're only asking for trouble, aren't you?
I'm not sure.
Keep the phone off, but just pop it in your rucksack, maybe, just in case you do fall down the canyon.
Yeah, I think nowadays people would.
Well, some of these are fairly recent, and like people that have survived shark attacks, and one I was watching with these 2 young boys that were literally trapped at sea. They went out in a dinghy and fell asleep or something, and they floated out. They were literally out there for days. They ended up eating their own fingers.
Oh, my God.
Like the skin off them.
Carla.
Well, you know, just to be clear, they weren't like gnawing on their bones, but like they had nothing else to do. They're still alive.
Fingerless.
No, it grows back, doesn't it? It's just a bit of skin.
Oh, that's really turned my stomach.
Well, that's how hungry they were.
How did we get... Yeah, but that can't fill you up, can it? It's not worth the effort, surely. I mean, I don't understand why you'd bother.
But back to the upper hand. It was one of the rare ITV comedy shows, because I always think comedy kind of goes with BBC and Channel 4, but
do you?
This was an ITV show. Yeah, weren't you?
No, weren't all those ones? Oh, I don't know, actually.
Name a famous comedy show on ITV. There's not as many.
I don't know. Well, what do they do on ITV then? Dramas?
They do dramas and like family entertainment game shows. That's my observation. I don't think you have as many, certainly not classic comedies. I'm not saying this is a classic, but it's a remembered comedy from ITV.
I'll take your word for it.
I think we've covered that, don't you?
Yeah, I think we've done a sterling job of that.
Okay, so if someone would like to be like Alison, and I don't mean raid an old boy band's hotel, I mean get a date on the show. How can they go about that?
Well, they can find us on social media at Number One Rerun. They can send us an email at number1rerun@hotmail.com. Or they can submit a review on iTunes and put their date in the review. And the date has to be any date from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Lovely. And I think we've only got about 4 or 5 dates now left for the rest of the year. So get them in quick, people.
Filling up quick.
So thank you so much to Alison. Thank you for sharing your story. She did make me giggle on Instagram when she was telling us that story. So thank you for that and for being a good sport.
And apologies if it wasn't supposed to be shared.
If you've got something to tell us that shouldn't be shared, pop it on a DM rather than actually reply to us in public.
Fair.
Yeah, she's fine about it. She seemed like she'd be a good laugh. Anyone that's going to hide in a laundry trolley, I think, I was going to say a good crack, but I'm not Irish, so I can't really pull it off saying that.
No.
Doesn't work, does it?
No. You should never do that.
I won't do it again. Thank you very, very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Sounds so sheepish then. Thank you. Bye.